Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Sure.
Perfect. Am I speaking to Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I think I was active for about 42 years.
Okay.
I'm retired now.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade at the moment? Was it tile, mason helper, marble, bricklayer?
I was mostly bricklaying. Bricklaying and masonry restoration.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, improver?
I was a journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade? As you mentioned,
no.
No? Okay.
No, I'm not.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I retired in 2017. Actually,
in 2017?
I retired from bricklaying 2012, I guess.
2012. Okay. And I'll go ahead and note that down. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past?
No. I have a good pension, and I wouldn't work non-union. Don't believe in it.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time of last year?
I think there's a lot of construction projects.
Okay.
More than...
And do you... More than union construction? Okay.
More than in recent years. It's... But, I mean, the jobs aren't as big as they were. You know,
okay.
There's not as much masonry on the job as there used to be, but whatever. That's the way it is.
Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were at the time last year, this time last year?
Not sure. About the same, probably.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on a union project in your community?
Yeah, we could use... You know, I don't really live in the area where I used to work. I used to work in the Philadelphia area, and now I live in... Cape May County, New Jersey. And, you know, it's different around here, but
okay. So
I can't really tell.
Okay, we'll go ahead and skip that one. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs and in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it should get better.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your job on the job site before, which of the following health of safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, like maybe dust or fall risks, falling objects, careless people on the job? language problems?
You said I should answer this yes or no.
No, this
doesn't
one
sound like a yes or no question.
No, this one's a different question. The one that you said, the previous one, you said that you weren't sure. You said it will get better, which is the economic situation for your family in the next 2 to 3 years. That was your answer would get better. Then we went to thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the jobs? Dust quality or COVID or fall risks? This is a question.
Can I say two things?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think it's dust and falling hazards or
falling hazards.
Things like that, tripping hazards.
Okay. So it's like unsafe power tools. Okay. All right. So we'll put it as falling hazards, dust quality. Thank you. Have you attended, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? If so, online or in person or no?
Yes, I have.
Was that online or in person?
In person.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in an activity in the past 12 months. I know you say that you're retired. You can always answer yes or no or refuse the question. Was union organizing?
What's the question?
Yes. Have you participated in an activity in the past 12 months? And union organizing, would that be yes or no?
Union organizing activity?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Not with the bricklayers. No, but, no.
Okay. What about political convincing?
Political?
Yes, anything political that you have maybe participated in the activity in the past 12 months?
No, not really.
Okay. What about picketing?
Picketing? No, I have not. I haven't seen a picket line in a long time.
Okay. Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on maybe in the past? Regularly, occasionally, or never when you used to work, sir?
How often did the union rep come around?
Yeah. Was that
pretty
maybe?
Often. Maybe every couple of weeks. I used to be a union rep for a while.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so we tried to come to the job. They always showed up at the job occasionally, you know, maybe every other week or something like that.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from, to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Like, let's say, ranking them from 1 to 5, I'm going to name a few, like radio from 1 to 5. How would you rank that?
Maybe 5.
Okay. The internet or social media?
Probably 2.
Okay. And cable news?
Yeah, 1.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
Let's say 3.
Thank you. And print or online newspapers?
4. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions or immigration, education, the environment, jobs, and the economy, healthcare, or something else?
Union organizing. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Nope.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party, without a doubt.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM Ford over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford?
The workers.
The workers. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Rob. Please indicate just a moment. Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to read out a few, and you can answer by if you strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove. Now, the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall, how do you answer that?
Strongly approve.
Okay. What about health care?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Support for labor unions?
Strongly approve.
The economy?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Immigration?
Approve.
Okay. Just a moment. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
Yeah, I'm almost certain to vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joseph Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, did you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah, that's very helpful. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. In your own words, Thomas, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
More organizing.
Okay, and any other words that you would like to add on here?
Well, I would just like to go over that and say more organizing again.
Okay.
It's the most important thing.
Okay. In your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on? I'm sorry.
All right. The most important thing that you should be working on is more organizing.
Okay.
Second most important thing.
Yes.
Safety. Safety, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, job site, mail, email, union meetings?
Email.
Email, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for special statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representation sample, what is your race?
A white guy.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? Just your first name.
Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Well, thank you so much for being patient with me. I appreciate it. We have concluded the survey. You have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Thank
Thanks
you
for calling. Bye.
You're welcome.